This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 61 for November 30th, 2012. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for another podcast here today on the Blind Geek Zone. Hope everybody is doing great there. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and are working your way towards Christmas if you celebrate that there. Or whatever holiday you're celebrating this time of year. So lots of great things going on here on the Blind Geek Zone. We're back up in business and things are looking very, very good. We're getting lots of uploads from all of you out there. And that's a great thing. I was just thinking today, it reminds me a lot of the days back on Blind Cool Tech, when submissions were coming up every day from all kinds of people all over the world. So that is great. And we're starting to get some donations here to the website, and that's great too. There's been several people that have donated here, so I thank you very much for that. We currently have about $43 donated so far, and I'm kind of setting a goal of $300. That's about what we've got into the website right now. And a few people have asked, okay, what are we paying for here? So I'm happy to explain that to you right now. One was support, getting WordPress up and running. And that was $30. And then I got a tutorial that covered some things for WordPress as well. And that was $53. So that takes us up to $83. We had $80 for the framework and themes for the website. So that takes us up to $163. And we had support as well, getting all the new features up and running and assistance. We're learning some of the things that WordPress does that I wasn't really aware of. And that amount currently stands at $140. So then that total takes us up to $303. So it's not cheap. It's definitely not cheap making a quality website, but it's been over a week now since the site has been fully up and running. The pages are now taking decent form. I've went through the email page, the programs page, the documents page, and I've kind of chopped out some dead wood out of those, made sure all the links worked. And over the last couple of days, I've been going through the audio archives page. That's all the audio from the last 6 years of Blind Geek Zone. And there are lots and lots and lots of links in there, like 300 plus links. And took a lot of effort to go through that. Thanks to Liam Mervin over in Chicago. He helped me. He found some line breaks in some of the links that was causing a lot of the links to be broken, and he helped me get that fixed. So definitely really appreciate that help. That got it down to about 25 broken links, 25, 26. And then I went through those all by hand, and that took several hours. And I've been able to whittle that down to about 8 links that are broken now. And I'm not really sure what's wrong with those 8 links. I looked at them, I checked the FTP to see what the name was for the file, and it all looks good. I don't see any line breaks or anything like that. Went through and checked the case, you know, upper and lower case of the file name and all that good stuff. And if it had spaces in it, make sure it had the identifier for that. And so I'm going to have to go look at those links. Most of them, fortunately, are back in the very early days and are pretty old. So thanks to everybody that reported in with some of the various links that are broken. A lot of the Nero links were broken. A lot of the Windows maintenance stuff was broken. Some of the Goldwave stuff was broken, and so on and so forth. But that's all pretty much fixed now. So those of you that were looking for Goldwave parts 6 and 8, they're now back in business. And The new stuff is working very well. The contact form's working very well. I've gotten several emails out of that, people commenting various things, so that is really great. We were testing the audio submissions page for a while, and it is up and pretty much fully functional now. So hope you go check that out if you'd like to upload something. The first week or so, we kind of kept that private, but today here, and I've already put it out on the website a couple of days ago, the URL for getting to that page is http://www.blind-geek-zone.net, just what you would expect to get to the website, /contributors, contributors. And that'll get you to that page where the form's at. Anybody that'd like to upload something, you know, feel free to do so. And I'll check it out and make sure it's okay and get it right up onto the page for you. Generally, I get those out once a day, sometime in the early afternoon. So if you don't see it right away, rest assured, it'll get up there. All right. Got a few stats of interest for the first week of the new website being up and running. We had over 800 unique visitors to the website. That's 800, you know, that's 800 different people, not just 200 people showing up four times. It's actually over 800 actual unique hits to the website or visitors to the website. We had over 2,100 page hits as well to various places on the website. And at first, we weren't getting any donations, but here over the last couple of days, we have gotten four or five donations. And again, as I said, thank you very much. And I was just commenting out on Twitter that, you know, with 800 unique visitors to the website a week, if only, you know, 10% of those contributed $5 a piece, a very, very small donation, but much appreciated, would net us $400. So you might think, well, I don't have a lot of money to give, but, you know, $5 isn't all that much. So think about that as you're looking at the new site and all the contributions that are coming up to it now. All right. Well, what we're going to talk about here today is a very exciting new app for iOS, and that is the Nook book reading app from Barnes & Noble. The latest version of that released, I believe, on Tuesday, 3.30, made the app fully accessible on iOS, so gives us lots and lots of books out there that we might not have access to. You know, we've got iBooks, and iBooks give us access to a lot of books out there, but maybe not necessarily to certain publishers. So what's nice about Barnes & Noble is they may have other publishers that aren't dealing with iBooks. So if you can't find something there, then you may be able to find it on the Barnes & Noble app. Now that just leaves us the Amazon Kindle app. That's not accessible still. And hopefully Amazon at some point here is going to get the hint and see that everybody else is starting to make their stuff accessible. And hopefully they'll make their stuff accessible as well. And then we really, really would have a huge, huge amount of books to access. All right, let's talk a little bit about this. When you get the app from the website, one of the first things you're going to need to do is create an account. Now, when I initially started the app, I didn't see any easy way to do that from the app. And I guess if you go do a search and search for books, there's a way to register from there. But I'll tell you how I did it. And I'm here on the PC right now. And I'm at www.bnancy.com, barnesandnoble.com. And you can also get to that by www.barnesandnoble.com as well, but BN is much shorter. So once you get to the website here, one of the things you're going to want to do is create an account.
Same page link graphic skip to main content. Same page link graphic skip list of 6 items. Link sign in. Link my account. Link order status.
Well, let's just go up here to sign in.
Link my link sign in. Enter. Sign in link. New browser window. https://www.barnesandnoble.com/signin/popup-.
And you notice it takes you to barnesandnoble.com there.
Blank. Heading level 2 sign in. Region. What is your email address? Email address. Edit.
And since I've already got an account set up here, I'm not going to do this, but you type in your email address here.
Do you have an account?
And then it asks you, do you have an account?
Radio button checked. Yes, and my password is colon.
And if yes, you can do your password, but if not...
Password edit. Link forgot your pass. Radio button not checked. Space. No. Register now and we'll set you up in one easy step. Radio button checked.
You can check the no radio button.
No. Registered. Secure sign and greater button.
And we can go here.
Space. Barnes & Noble vertical bar. Create an account. Barnes & Noble
and
vertical
we can create an account.
Heading level 2. Create account heading level blank. Heading level 2. Create account.
And this is all very straightforward.
Region. Fill in the fields below to create a barnesandnoble.com account.
You just give it, you know, your email address and username and password.
If you already have an account, visited link sign in. Blank. Heading level 4. Full name. First name. Edit. Last name. Edit.
First and last name.
Heading level 4. Email address.
Email address.
Edit. Read-edit. Heading level 4. Password.
Password.
Password edit. Confirm password. Password edit. Heading level 4. Security question and answer.
Do your security question and answer thing.
Combo box 6. Security edit. Link cancel. Create account button.
And create your account. And that's all there is to it. Very simple process. Now once you've done that, we'll go over to the iPhone here and we'll launch the Nook app and I'll take you through that here next. All right, we have the Nook up and running here now. And like I said, one of the first things you're going to see when you bring the app up on your end for the first time is it's going to want you to sign in. So now that you've completed the process of signing up for a new account over on your computer. And by the way, you can also do this through Safari on the iPhone, which is what I initially did. And you can do that process completely there as well. So go ahead and sign in now. And the very next thing that you're going to see, which I've already went through here, so I can't demonstrate it, unfortunately, but is really cool for VoiceOver people. The Nook app recognizes the fact that you're running VoiceOver and asks you if you want to go through the accessibility tutorial for the app. And it's very well done. Talks you through all the different gestures of doing things on the app, going from page to page, continuous reading, picking things in the library, you know, just everything. Very, very well done tutorial, and I commend Barnes & Noble for that. It's a definite nice touch. All right, once you get past that point, you'll come into the app.
Search button. Settings button.
Let's see here. Let me
Books filter button. 2 of 5 bars. Settings button.
Okay, the first thing you're going to see in the app is a settings button.
Search button.
Then you have a search button where you can search for books. We're going to talk more next time about how you can look for books and buy those on the Barnes & Noble site or look for free ones and purchase them and get them over to the app. I haven't done that yet, so we're just going to concentrate on the app itself here. And the nice thing is that they give you 4 books for free when you get this app. And this app is on the books, or not the bookstore, the app store, and it's free. So can't beat that.
Books filter button.
Okay, I had a filter here, and mine now says books. I recommend you set that to books, so you just...
Books. All items. Selected. Books. Magazines. Newspapers. My files.
You have various selections here.
Archived. Downloaded. Everything else.
So you got lots of choices there.
Download. Archive. My file. Newspapers. Magazines. Selected. Books.
And mine set to books.
All items. Double tap to dismiss. Button. Settings. Button. Search. Books filter. Recent sort. Button. Sync. Button.
Then you have a sync button, and you want to do this as well. You want to sync, because at first you don't see your books, and I noticed once I set the filter to books and I did a sync, everything showed up. And I noticed on Twitter that some people were having some problems here with that particular feature.
Found four books.
And it's telling me it's found four books.
Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. Button.
Yeah, and that's already been downloaded. And if I double tap on the button, I'll go right into it.
Not downloaded. Pride and Prejudice, Barnes & Noble Classic Series, by Jane Austen, new, button. Not downloaded, Magazine Sample, by National Geographic Society, new, button. Not downloaded, Defending Jacob, by William Landay, new, button.
So you get several things there.
Not Steve Jobs, by Walter Isaacson, button.
All right, so I've already started with Steve Jobs here. I've read this on the audio on Audible.
Steve Jobs, opening ebook, ellipsis, book page. Two-finger swipe to read continuously. Nolan Bushnell, founder of Atari and entrepreneurial role model for Jobs. Bill Campbell, Apple marketing chief during and board member.
Yeah, and when it starts up, it'll just start reading the current page that it's on.
Add bookmark, button. Back to library, button. Steve Jobs, by Walter Isaacson. Table of contents, bookmarks and notes, button. Text options, button. Brightness, button. Search, button. Information, button. 21 of 118.
Yeah, and you have all kinds of little tidbits of information there up at the top.
Founder of Atari and Entree. Add bookmark. Button. Book page. Entrepreneurial role model for Apple. Marketing chief during Jobs' first stint at Apple.
And here in the book, if I drag my finger down it, it will actually go line by line.
And board member N. Confidant after Jobs' re.
And there's a way.
Characters. And board member N. And board member N. A. N. D. Space. B. O. A.
To use your rotor and go through that, you know, character by character or word by word or sentence by sentence.
Add bookmark, button. Back to library, button.
And I haven't messed with that a lot, but the tutorial talks about how to look at the book at something less than the page level.
2 of 5 bars, signal strength. Steve Jobs, by Walter Isaacson. Table of contents, bookmarks and notes, button.
You can put your own bookmarks and notes in this.
Text options, button. Brightness, button.
You can adjust the brightness. You can change the fonts if you're low vision.
Text options, button. Text options. Close, button. Size, button. Font, button. Theme, button. Century school book.
So you got lots of different things in here you can choose from. That'll help you if you're low vision.
Selected, Georgia. Ascender Sans. Gill Sans.
Lots and lots of different fonts in there.
Line space, CPU. Size, button. Size. Size, button, close, button. Book page, two-finger swipe to read continuously. Nolan, add bookmark, button. Back to library, button. Steve Jobs, by Walter Isaacson. Table of contents, bookmarks and notes, button.
And we can go out to the table of contents.
Table of contents, page navigation, bookmarks, and notes, close button, button. Page number, 1 to 118, text field.
You can choose the page number directly.
Go to page, button. Selected, contents tab, button. Bookmarks tab, button. Annotations tab, button. Cover, page 1. Description, page 2. Author bio, page 5. Title page, page 9. Copyright page, page 10. Dedication, page 12.
Or you can just flick down through the contents.
Contents, page 13. Selected, characters, page 21. Introduction, how this book came to be, page 32. Book page, two-finger swipe to read continuously. Introduction, image. How this book came to be in the early summer of 2004, I got a phone call from Steve Jobs. He had been scattershot friendly to me over the years, with occasional bursts of intensity, especially when he was.
And it'll just read that page. And if you want to read continuously, you just double finger swipe down.
Introduction. Image. How this book came to be in the early summer of 2004, I got a phone call from Steve Jobs. He had been scattershot friendly to me over the years, with occasional bursts of intensity, especially when he was. Launching a new product that he wanted on the cover of Time or featured on CNN, places where I'd worked. But now that I was no longer at either of those places, I hadn't heard from him much. We talked a bit about the Aspen Institute, which I had recently joined, and I invited him to speak at our summer campus in Colorado. He'd be happy to come, he said, but not to be on stage. Long walk was his preferred.
And I stopped it there by single finger tapping on the screen. The little noise you hear, and it may not be audible here on the recording, I'm not sure, but that's when the page changes. You hear a very, very slight hesitation between page changes, but not very much. And if you want to start reading again from where you left off and not start at the top of the page, you just do a double finger swipe up.
Summer campus in Colorado. He'd be happy to come, he said, but not to be on stage. He wanted instead to take a walk so that we could talk. That seemed a bit odd. I didn't yet know that taking a long walk was his preferred way to have a serious conversation. It turned out that he wanted me to write a biography. Action was to wonder, have.
And I stopped that again. So that portion of it is very, very simple. It's very easy to read the book continuously.
2:43 p.m. Status, text options, button. Brightness, button. Search, button. Information, button. 32 of 118. Information, button.
Let's go into the information here.
Steve Jobs. Close, button. Walter Isaacson. Sample. Archive, button. From the author of the best-selling biographies of Benjamin Franklin and Albert Einstein, this is the exclusive biography of Steve Jobs. Based on more than 40 interviews with Jobs conducted over 2 years, as well as interviews with more than 100 family members, friends, adversaries, competitors, and colleagues.
So basically, it just is telling you what this particular book is about. Creative entrepreneur
who's based on more than 40 interviews with Jobs conducted over 2 years, as well as interviews with more based on more than based on more than 40 interviews with based on more than 40 interviews with Jobs conducted over 2 years. Based on more than 40 interviews with Jobs conducted over 2 years,
as well as interviews with
more than 100 family members, friends, adversaries, competitors, and colleagues.
Actually, the stop, but you don't single finger, you just double finger, double tap on it.
Based on more than 40 interviews with Jobs conducted.
Just like you would anything else.
Walter Isaacson, close button.
And you have the option there to archive the book. And I believe when you archive it, it puts it away here in your library. So you don't have to go re-download it. And these books are DRM, which means they're protected. So you have to keep your credit card information and stuff up to in order to be able to re-download them. So it's one of the things you want to kind of keep in mind, you know, kind of like everything else. They want to keep tabs on you, and they want to restrict what you can do with stuff that you've already paid for. I think once you've paid for it and downloaded it, you know, it's yours, but these places don't feel that way.
Book page. Two finger swipe to re-continue. Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. Back to library. Button. Add bookmark. Button.
And you can add bookmarks wherever you want, and then just jump to those bookmarks.
Book page. Two finger swipe to read continuously. Add bookmark. Back to library. But Steve Jobs. But table of contents. Book text options. Button. Brightness. Button. Search. Button. Information. Button. 32 of 118.
Yeah, okay, and that's all of our buttons. And then if you just want to get out of the book.
Information. Search. Brightness. Text options. Table of contents. Steve Jobs. Back to library. Button. Sync. Settings. Button. Search. Books filter. Recent sort. Sync. Found four books. Steve Jobs. By Walter Isaacson.
And button. Then you're back. If you want to download another one of these books that you've got in your list.
Not downloaded. Not downloaded. Magazine sample. Not downloaded. Defending Jacob. Not downloaded. Magazine sample.
Let's see what one of these magazine samples does. See if it's accessible at all.
Not start downloading. Downloading. Magazine sample. By National Geographic Society. New. Button.
And it tells you what it's doing.
20. Not downloaded. Downloading. Magazine sample. By National Geographic Society. New. Button. 56% downloaded.
I haven't looked at this yet. I'll be curious to see if we can read magazines that are
86% downloaded.
Not here at all.
94% downloaded.
And it gives you nice information here. Constantly updates you. And it's telling us it's complete.
Magazine sample by National Geographic Society. Steve Jobs by Walt. Magazine sample by National Geographic Society.
Let's go into this.
Magazine sample by National Geographic Society. New. Opening periodic. Double tap to dismiss. Button. Selected. Contents tab. Button. Bookmarks tab, button. Selected. Cover. Cover. Editor's note. Baby elephant walked one chilly evening some years ago in Zambia. I met a baby elephant wrapped in a red. Double tap to dismiss. Button. Selected. Contents tab, button. Bookmarks tab, button. Selected. Cover.
There's
cover.
Something there
Editor's
I could dismiss.
Note. Baby elephant walked one chilly evening some years ago in Zambia. I met a baby elephant wrapped in a red blanket. At first Lalonda didn't like me. She seemed to feel I had inserted myself between her. Your shot. Editor's choice Regina Nicolardi Whitehaven. Pennsylvania paddling on Florida.
Well, it's definitely
river.
Reading Nicolardi. It.
32, and a friend, above, found a temporary traveling companion at Three Sisters Springs, near. Simulating wildfires, 4 decades of studying fires have led Jack Cohen of the U.S. Forest Service to one conclusion. When it comes to wildfires, the greatest threat to homes isn't from walls of flame sweeping through. Orphans no more. Along the northern rim of Kenya's Nairobi National Park, a mysterious array of brightly colored wall blankets can be seen draped over the gnarled branches of some of the forests upwardly. Flashback. Recruit. Double tap to dismiss. Button. Double tap to dismiss. Previous article. Visited. Link. Researchers seek the weak spots in a home's defenses. Location tracking on. Status bar item. Close. Button. 4 plants removed dry. Dead vegetation. Prune. 3 gutters keep gutters clean of combustible. 2 windows dual pane. Tempered glass is more resistant to breakage from heat exposure. 1 roof install class A rated coverings. Shape and age also affect a roof's Verizon. Protecting your home. 1 roof install class A rated coverings.
I think this is a advertisement.
Fire. 2 windows dual pane. 3 gutters keep gutters. Four plants remove dry. Close. Button.
Interesting.
Add bookmark. Button.
Okay. Yeah, I had to go through that little commercial there.
Library. Button. Add bookmark. But article view. Button. Table of contents and bookmarks. Button. Brightness. Button. Table of contents and bookmarks. Button.
Let's go into the table of contents of this.
Selected. Contents tab. Button. Bookmarks tab. Button. Cover. Editor's note. Baby elephant walked one chilly evening some years ago in Zambia. I met a baby elephant wrapped in a red blanket. At first, Lalonde did. Your shot. Editor's choice, Regina Nicolardi, Whitehaven, Pennsylvania, paddling on. Selected. Simulating wildfires. Four decades of orphans no more. Along the northern rim of Kenya's Nairobi National Park. A mysterious array of flashback. Recruits of the Women's Land Army take poultry care in stride. Orphans no more. Along the northern rim of Kenya's Nairobi National Park.
We'll go into that.
Orphans no more. Heading level 2.
Double finger swipe down here.
Orphans no more. After the trauma of attack and loss comes healing, and a richer understanding of the emotions and intelligence of elephants. By Charles Siebert. News image. Image. Dedicated keepers at the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust Nairobi Elephant Nursery in Kenya protect baby Shukuru from the cold and rain and the risk of pneumonia with a custom-made raincoat. Photographs by Michael Nichols. Along the northern rim of Kenya's Nairobi National Park, a mysterious array of brightly colored wool blankets can be seen draped over the gnarled branches of some of the forest's upwardly braiding croton trees. Set against the region's otherwise drab browns and capital A.
Oops.
Alpha.
Okay, and I was just stopping that. So it looks like we can read at least some of the magazines. This is National Geographic, and it looks like it's definitely readable.
Along the northern rim. Along the 2:51 p.m. status bar item. Verizon Network. Status bar. Two of five bars. Verizon Network.
Sorry about that.
Along the northern rim of Kenya's Nairobi. Photographs by Michael Nichols. Dedicated keepers at the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust Nairobi. Text. Button.
Oh, interesting. It was at the top, the group of buttons, and here in the magazine, it's down at the bottom.
Table of contents and bookmarks. Close. Button. Charles Siebert wrote about efforts to preserve. Close. Table of contents. Text. Button. Brightness. Text. Table. Close. Button. Add bookmark. Button. Table of contents and bookmark. Article view. But add bookmark. Button. Library. Button.
Go back to the library here now.
Sync. Settings. Button.
Let's go into settings here. I think we can get to,
Back. Button. Settings. Nook account info. You are signed in as. Rick Harmon. At. SB. Logout. Button. Accessibility help. Button.
Yeah, there it is. Let's go into here.
Back. Button. Accessibility tutorial. Quick start guide for accessible Nook app for iOS. Heading level 1. Quick start guide for accessible Nook app for iOS. Introduction. This guide tells you how to use gestures to access features in your iOS Nook app. All gestures are single finger gestures unless otherwise indicated. General navigation. Voiceover controls. Your Nook app offers voiceover controls. Bullet. List start. Touch an item to select it. Bullet. Double tap the selected item to activate it. Bullet. Flick with three fingers to scroll through items. Flicking for navigation. You can navigate all controls in the Nook app with standard flick gestures. Bullet. List start. Flick to the right to advance forward to the next control or to move down to the next menu item. Bullet. Flick to the left to go back to the previous control or to move up to the previous menu item. Pop-ups. Some features, such as the table of contents for a book, are presented as pop-up controls. Your Nook app announces when it opens a pop-up control. To dismiss a pop-up control, use the standard iOS gesture of scrubbing back and forth on the screen. Reading Nook ebooks. Automated reading. By default, your book will be read aloud to you continuously. You won't need to use gestures to turn pages or make any other kind of intervention. If you want to pause or change location, use these gestures. Bullet. List start. To pause reading or to resume reading from where you paused, tap once with two fingers. Bullet. To move forward one page, flick left with three fingers. Bullet. To move backward one page, flick right with three fingers. Bullet. To begin reading at the top of the page, swipe top to bottom with two fingers. Manual reading. You can also read in manual mode. In this mode, you read line by line, using touch to select what's read. To activate manual reading, single finger tap on a text object to select a line of text. Move your finger down the screen to move to the next line. In manual mode, you can access the voice-over rotor to control the pace of reading. The rotor lets you select what's read aloud, a line, a word or a character. For example, if you choose the word setting, you can read the text word by word, starting with the line you've selected. Flick down to move forward one word. Flick up to move backward. If you choose the character setting, you can hear words spelled aloud. To exit manual mode and resume automatic reading, swipe down with two fingers. Automatic reading resumes at the place it left off. Quick navigation in the text. Your Nook app offers several ways of moving quickly through a text. Bullet. List start. The table of contents lets you jump to specific chapters in a book. Bullet. The go to page control lets you jump to a specific page in a book. Bullet. You can bookmark pages for quick access. Bullet. The search field lets you find words or phrases in a book and navigate to the pages where they appear. Additional gestures. Here are some voiceover gestures that many users find helpful. Speak an item by name with the item chooser. Two-finger triple tap anywhere on the screen to open the iOS item chooser. Tap the item's name in the search field or flick right or left to move through the list alphabetically. Or tap the table index to the right of the list and then flick up or down to move quickly through the list of items. Speaking also resumes if you select another item. Stop speaking an item. To stop speaking an item, tap once with two fingers. To resume speaking the item, tap again with two fingers. You can use the item chooser in the library or when reading a book. Selecting the first or last element on the screen. To select the first item on the screen, flick up with four fingers. To select the last item on the screen, flick down with four fingers. For additional help, contact. Bullet. List start. U.S. Customer service at nook.com. Link. Bullet. U.K. Customer service at nook.co.uk. Link.
Yeah, and this is also available in the UK App Store as well. It's not available in the Canada App Store or any of the other app stores, as far as I know, just the US and the UK right now. And that's the entire accessibility guide there, and it gives you lots of great information of how to navigate back and forth with the various texts in the books and stuff. So very, very nice.
Customer service at nook.co. Back button. Back button. Settings. Nook account info. You are signed in as.
So it tells you here how you're signed in here, and you can log out.
Log out button. Accessibility help.
Get your accessibility guide.
Dictionary options. No default dictionary selected.
And there's supposed to be a way to set up a dictionary in here. I haven't messed with that yet.
Frequently asked questions.
You got an FAQ here that you can go into, and it'll tell you various things about the app. One of the things it talks about is sideloading other content onto the Nook Reader, such as other books. You have non-protected books, obviously. And unfortunately, you have to do that through iTunes.
Terms and conditions. About. App version 3.3.0.24. Language, English. Country, United States. Sync date, November 30th, 2012. 2:32, 19 p.m.
Okay.
Back button. Settings button. Search button.
And we'll go into search and stuff in part two here, and I'll actually go to the Barnes and Noble site and get a book. You can't do that through the app. Unfortunately, Apple limits all of the other companies to forcing you to go out to the website to do it. They don't allow you to do it in the app like you can for my books and things like that.
Books filter button. Recent sort button.
Okay, so, all right, that is a quick and a little bit dirty review of the Barnes & Noble Nook app for iOS, and this is part one. Again, we'll do part two next week. All right. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back real soon with another Blind Geek Zone podcast here.